Hello and welcome to another O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton. I work for the local radio station that is Your Harrogate. Maybe you're listening to this podcast from the website yourharrogate.co.uk or perhaps your favourite podcast location. Either way, thank you so much. If you want to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, in the last one, for example, Dr. Jason O'Connor was explaining the difference between chiropractic care, physiotherapy and osteopathy.
Well, chiropractic is specifically about the spine and the central nervous system, and the things we're looking to correct is subluxation. So subluxation is where the vertebrae of the spine come out of their natural position alignment. That can put pressure, can irritate nerves, and it can lead to a multitude of symptoms and impact someone's overall health.
That was in episode number 8, and now we focus on certain supplements that you might like to explore in a bid to improve your health. But sadly, like with so many things, there's lots of misinformation on the internet. You do need to be careful. And so to help us sift through it all, here's Dr. Jason O'Connor.
It's really frustrating because there's so much supplements out there, so much bad quality stuff as well, and people taking far too much. So I'm not a big fan of loads of supplements. I think you should be getting predominantly in your diet, and a lot of people should start by improving their diet first before they try and take it through supplements. Supplements are never as good as the natural source of it, but some things you can't get, so you do need extra help with that. And so what I advise my patients is basically the stuff that I take myself, my family takes. So I always get them on that first, and then there's some additional ones which are more specific to certain conditions or problems that we recommend. But I'll start off with the basic ones that I recommend to pretty much everyone. I think everyone needs them, really. A big one that probably everyone's heard of is vitamin D. The reason why we need vitamin D, well, there's lots of reasons, but it's how it works in the body. It's like a transporter and a carrier. So if we don't have vitamin D, we don't absorb so many other nutrients and vitamins as well. That's why there's so many problems associated with vitamin D deficiency. So it's not just bone density, because people think of vitamin D and bones and teeth. Yes, you know, because of how it works with calcium, how it binds with calcium and transports calcium in the body. So if you haven't got that, it will affect your bone health. But it also affects lots of other things like the immune system. So people don't realise when they've got low levels of vitamin D, they've also got poor immunity, because people just think of rickets and bendy bones, don't they? But there's lots and lots of other things that a vitamin D is involved in. So I always say, make sure you're getting a vitamin D supplement, especially in this country. I mean, how much sunlight do we get?
That's it. Yeah, I was just thinking, actually, the lack of sunlight, and yeah, you know, it's such a great source of vitamin D. Isn't it important that, and you'll correct me on this if I'm wrong, K2, it needs K2 with it?
Yes. So what they found out was that if you had just vitamin D alone, especially when taking calcium alongside it, it can actually lead to calcium deposits in the arteries and veins. So that's why, yeah, if someone's got heart disease or arteriosclerosis and then taking high levels of vitamin D,
not good.
Not good without the vitamin K. But obviously vitamin K, you have to consult your GP as well alongside that, because it does affect things like clotting. It's not often you can't take vitamin K, but there is certain conditions that you can't. So it's seeking advice from your GP, especially if you've got any clotting issues. If you don't worry.
But I'm panicking now, because I've got a vitamin D spray at home that I use, three little sprays in my mouth every day. It's got K2 in it.
Yeah,
so
you're fine.
The reviews were pretty good.
Yeah, so. No, you're fine. No, it's to do with more with people that are on certain medication, blood thinners, that type of thing. But yeah, usually majority of people are fine with it. But yeah, just if in doubt, always ask your GP. But yeah, vitamin D is obviously one of the top ones. Naturally, how would you get vitamin D? As you know, the sun. But as I say, it's difficult. But you also, it's not just like on your hands and your face, which is what's mainly exposed. You need it on your torso. So just because if it's sunny outside, you could go for a walk in the sun, but if you're fully clothed, you're not absorbing vitamin D. It has to be on your torso. And it is really effective. So 30 minutes of sun exposure is equivalent to like 6 weeks of supplementation.
Oh, wow.
So,
that much.
But it needs to be without sunblock on as well.
So you've got to get it right, haven't you? You can't suddenly like disappear to somewhere where there's intense heat like Dubai, oh, I'll take my top off.
Yeah.
30 minutes in that kind of heat, you're going to do yourself some damage.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to maybe do 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there before you... I'll have 10 minutes before I put my sun cream on, then splash around, washes off later on, you know, leave it off or after your shower again, do another 10 minutes and then put it on again. And then you're just limiting the risk of getting any burn. I mean, some people, 10 minutes is enough, isn't it?
So absolutely, yeah.
Judge that on yourself and your own skin type. But if you can get it without the sunblock on, your body does absorb it really well. So yeah, no walking around the centre of Harrogate with your top off.
We see plenty during the summer months. The moment the sun appears, there are those times you're top off, here we go. That lads on tour kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a big one. And you, like you said, the sprays. So the reason why the spray is that you want to spray it under your tongue because it absorbs it really well through the blood system. So often if people have got poor vitamin D levels, they've usually got poor digestion, so it does affect gut health. So then even if they're taking the supplements orally, it's not being absorbed into their body. So that's why the sprays can be much more effective in that instance. Yeah,
there's a lot at the moment. I only saw the other day a big advert in the newspaper for turmeric with vitamin C. People talk about the anti-inflammatory values of turmeric. Is it really good?
Well, ginger, I mean, it's turmeric is a part of the ginger family, and ginger has been used for thousands of years, hasn't it, as kind of therapeutic reasons. How kind of strong an effect or how much the population it helps, I'm not sure, is the honest answer. I know there's a lot of ex-rugby players that are touting it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's, I don't want to mention any brands, obviously, but yeah, there are, you know, ex-professional rugby players, because of naturally they've got joint issues.
Yeah, of course.
And they've found that turmeric helps, so they've kind of promoting this as saying it has helped them. I think there's some obviously invested interest in that because they've got obviously shares.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
But I've heard people that have benefited from it, but I also have heard people don't. So I think it's one of those things that give it a try. There's no harm from it. That's the most important thing, is, you know, you can eat as much turmeric as you like and it's not going to do any harm. You might go a bit orangey colour, but
yeah, it stains so much. Am I right in saying as well, is it curcumin that it needs with it? There's something that has to be added for the body to absorb it, isn't there?
Yes, a lot of these things, this with all foods, like the combination of different foods,
they work hand in hand, can't they?
Yeah, and often when you don't, they just don't work as efficiently, don't absorb as well. When we were saying about the vitamin D absorbing calcium, so there's lots of things in the body like that. But like you say, those type of things, I think they're worth trying because they're natural and there's no side effects. Whereas if you think, if you take over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, they know without doubt it damages your liver, damages your kidneys, and the long-term use of it, you know, in some cases can lead to death. So I always say probably try the natural, even if the maybe science bit is not 100%, or it's still not going to do you any harm. So, and a lot of things like turmeric and ginger and, you know, certainly vitamin C naturally with fruits, definitely try all those things. They're not going to do any harm, and great if they help with those things. One of the things that we know for certain helps with inflammation, which I was going to come to, is my second one that I recommend, is omega-3. So omega-3, which we probably know comes from fish oil, you can get it from flax seeds as well. It's not quite as potent or as strong, and that's probably one of the things with a vegetarian or a vegan diet that we kind of miss out on, is the omega-3. So trying to supplement that is really important, especially with those diets. But I know a lot of kind of meat eaters that they have nowhere near the amount of omega-3 because they're not eating good quality protein as well. So that's really important. So what they've found is the healthier the animal, the healthier the fats, and the higher levels of omega-3. So actually, the animals that are kind of grain-fed, they find that they're really high in more omega-6, and they're not actually, even though there's fat in it, it's not the healthy fat that we need.
So is omega-6 bad? Is that a big no-no?
In the wrong ratio, yes. So, so we need... Most people are deficient in omega-3, and that's what causes a lot of problems with health, because omega-3 is really important in the formation of the cell membrane. So remember back to your science, your cell membrane is the outer shell that protects the cell. So think of it like a blueprint for a building, and the blueprint says that you need to use these particular bricks for the building, but actually you use different types of bricks, that would affect the integrity, the strength of the whole building, and potentially could fall down. That's a bit like what happens in our bodies. When we're deficient in omega-3, we start using other fats to make the cell membrane, the wall of the cell, and it becomes weak, it becomes leaky. So this is when we often, the symptoms of low levels of omega-3, poor hair, poor skin, inflammation can lead to heart disease. So there's lots and lots of symptoms. They've seen the brain is mainly made up of fat and water. So again, it affects brain health. So there have even been links with developmental issues with low levels of omega-3. They did a certain trial where they had children with learning difficulties, and the only thing that they were at a special needs school, and they started supplementing their diet every day with omega-3, and they found huge changes in behavior, cognitive function, since they started supplementing to the diet. So there's a lot, I mean, there's study after study with omega-3. There's no debate with that one. We do need it. It's one of those essential things that we need in our diet to make us healthy. So it's one of the things that I tell patients to take, because it's just great for general health, and it's been shown to reduce inflammation, strengthen joints, cartilage, ligaments, things like that. So it's quite important to have that in your diet. Now, where would you get it naturally? Fish. And the problem is eating lots of fish isn't that healthy anymore.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Because we've polluted our oceans so much that we're seeing all the heavy metals, mercury. There was actually a polar bear that they found washed up dead, and it had such high levels of omega-3 in it, it could be classed as toxic waste because of all the, obviously, the fish it was eating.
Word,
and
how
it,
thing.
So that's why I'd say don't eat lots and lots of fish anymore. And certainly not farm fish, because a lot of people say, oh, fish, and it's in the supermarket. I mean, even on the you see it on the fresh fish counter, but actually it's come from a swimming pool. it's got Scottish salmon on the picture,
yeah.
You know, up a... flying up a brook, and then actually it's
looks
been
so natural.
Yeah,
looks
it's
so,
actually from a big swimming pool, yeah. That's been fed artificial pellets to fatten it up in a very short period of time. So the fats on those are omega-3. So I tend to eat wild Alaskan salmon. So that's the really ready coloured salmon, because it's really high in that omega-3. Costs a little bit more, but I always say, does it cost less if it's not good for you? You know, if something you're buying, something's cheaper, but it's got not the nutrients in it, I don't think that's good value. So I tend to go things that are healthier, natural. You can get in meats as well, but more, again, if the animal's been living a healthy lifestyle, what I mean by that, if it was outside running around, it was eating the diet it's designed to eat, it'll tend to have higher levels of omega-3. So we often find game meat is really high in omega-3 as well. So
venison and...
Yeah, pheasant, you know, lamb. Right? Lamb's good.
Okay.
Yeah, even think, oh, it's not healthy, it's fatty, but they're good fats. So, yeah, and again, grass-fed beef, and it's important to know that the cows have been out all year round, not just for a couple of months. So yeah, they've been out the majority of it of the year, they've been eating grass, and then you're going to get a healthier fats from beef as well. Again, chickens, they're not as high in fat, so they don't tend to be a good source of it, but the eggs are. But again, you want to make sure they're free range.
When it comes to the supplements with regards to omega-3, would you advise that people speak to their doctor first, or is generally kind of the shop-bought ones that we see, are they good enough?
No.
Right.
Most of the stuff in the shops is rubbish because it's oxidized. So often, you know, if you've ever taken it and you get like a fishy aftertaste, that's because it's oxidized and it's pretty much devoid of it. And you don't know how long it's been on the shelf, you know. So think of it, the oil, you want it fresh oil. So the one that we do at the clinic, and again, I'm not just promoting my products, but I sourced it because it's fresh oil. So it's triple filtered as well. It's from Scandinavia area, they get sardines, herrings, these particular small oily fish. The reason they do that is because they bioaccumulate less toxins. So the bigger the fish, the more it bioaccumulates these heavy metals and toxins. So it uses the smaller fish, so they have lower levels of those toxins already. Then they triple filter it, and it's a fresh oil that you keep in the fridge. So every day, me, my kids, and this is when they've been from really young. This is like as soon as they were eating solid food, I was putting a spoon of omega-3 in their mouth. And we have that every single day. And they're saying you keep in the fridge, you keep the top on, because if you don't, it goes off because it's fresh. Now, a lot of the things that you see, what source of fish did they get it from? Has it been filtered? How old is it? And as they're usually the ones in the capsules, they've got a really long shelf life. And it's like food. If you're not eating a fresh, you know, it's like having freeze dried or, you know, it's just not anywhere near having that good, healthy, vibrant, fresh salad, fresh meat, fresh fish. So that's the oil that we use to make sure you get those really good high levels. And because it is, you don't need much of it. So say 1 teaspoon each day, kind of you're hitting those amounts that you need to get. That's something that I've just done for years, and something we bring in, and we see that the patients then start to heal, repair, brings the inflammation down. And so I know that they're going to recover at a much better rate under that. And the one other one that I, again, take myself and my family does every day is probiotics. So probiotics are really important for several reasons. One, the amount of antibiotics that people have take. I think it's calmed down a little bit. I remember as a kid, you had constantly, there was amoxicillin, banana, strawberry.
Yeah, that was it, the banana medicine.
Or strawberry flavour, yep. You had a choice, didn't you? And it was like, oh, you got a bit of sniffle, get some of that down you. And what we found is like people are getting sicker and sicker and getting more and more infections. So the reason that, that happens is, don't get me wrong, you know, antibiotics sometimes are absolutely essential to save people's lives. You know, if you get a deep wound infection, you need antibiotics, otherwise you're going to die. So yeah, they're really important in that sense. But it's the overutilization from things that we've not needed them for, or the fact that even if you did need to use them, it has a negative impact on your health, which a lot of people don't realize. So if you think those antibiotics, they don't discriminate, so they kill all bacteria. Now, as we've realized more and more, as we've learned about the gut and the role of the gut and the importance of the gut in terms of our overall health, is there's lots of good bacteria in our gut.
Massively so, yeah.
Which make up the majority of our immune system, and they help digest our foods, and they can impact hormones and our mood, and there's so many things. So when you take a probiotic, you're boosting the good bacteria. It's helping propagate, promote the growth of the good bacteria in your gut, which has huge benefits for, you know, your immune system, your digestion. Also, that can go on because of the health of the gut. If the gut's inflamed, your body's inflamed. So that means your joints, your skin, everything. So if you can reduce inflammation in the gut. So we recommend this a lot to new mums with babies that are colicky and gassy and struggling. And often them putting in probiotics can settle that down quite well in certain cases. The reason you can't get it naturally is because we used to get it naturally from food. So it used to be in soil everywhere. But because of the modern intensive farming methods and a lot of the chemicals that are used, it's kind of wiped out most of this bacteria. So we used to get it from our, again, this is when dirt is good. Bit of, you know, we said the healthiest kids are the farm kids, but yeah, they've constantly got muck on their hands. So we'd get it from that. But because we've like sanitized everything, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, which were all sprayed to create a higher yield because of the higher demand for cheaper food. What that's done in effect is it's kind of wiped out all the good bacteria in our gut, because it's, I mean, side means death, you know, homicide.
Yeah, exactly.
So fungicide, herbicide, pesticide. So it wipes all that out, but it also kills all that good bacteria which was in our soil, so we no longer get it through our food source.
It's an ecosystem in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you need to keep it healthy to, mentioning the other supplements, to aid that absorption as well.
Yeah.
Because if your gut lining and beyond is inflamed, you're onto a loser straight away.
Yeah. No, and that's why most of our patients, we recommend, well, pretty much all our patients, we recommend they get onto those, because then whatever their body's dealing with, if they get those areas improving, their body's going to heal and repair. And it's looking at it more holistically, but also making sure they're getting a good diet. So all the fresh fruit and vegetables and all those other things alongside that. And they're great things to add in to really boost that. And as I say, it's something that I've taken for years. I've never had a single day off work with sickness, hand on a heart. You know, I've been working 20 years and I'm constantly in contact with people. I mean, breathing their air, people come in, coughs, colds, viruses. And, you know, I'm not saying I've never had a sniffle, because I do, but my body's quite efficient and I've never had to take a day off work because I've usually felt well enough the next day to come in. But I think a lot of that isn't luck. It's like you've got to work at it. And, you know, that's why every day I'll take my supplements, I'll do my exercise, I'll get enough sleep, I'll eat a correct diet. And I always see people say, I haven't got time for that. You know, like how do you fit all in? I haven't got time for that. But I haven't got time to be sick. I haven't got time to live a life that's not in my full potential. So that's the way I look at it. It's investing that time, that effort in those areas.
So you can do the other
things.
Pays
off dividends, you know, elsewhere. Yeah,
absolutely. So all of these, the three main ones that you've just mentioned, Jason, you guys at O'Connor Chiropractic, when people start their chiropractic journey, you can advise or you can put them in touch with, you've got a nutritionist who you've mentioned in other podcasts as well, haven't you?
Yeah, there's certain people who need extra help and they've got more, you know, bigger deficiencies going on in the body and they need to be tested. So again, it's like the things we do, all the tests at the beginning of our care, we make it. So the lady in particular that we use, she does all the tests as well. So she can identify, then she'll add in certain supplements, certain changes, and then remeasure things with lab tests and things like that. So certainly that, if we need to go down that route. There's a couple of other things that we recommend in clinic as well, like magnesium, for instance. Great for muscle cramping, relaxation, so the muscles really need magnesium. So that's one of the big ones that we recommend. And Epsom salts, it's the same thing, it's magnesium salt. So you could, the body absorbs it better through the skin. So you can put that in the bath, or we do like a rub, so an ointment rub that you can rub on your muscles, so you can take it, or a spray, so you're getting it directly into the muscles. Great for sports people as well, if you're doing, but just generally people, if they're getting cramps, muscle tension, that's good for that. So that's one that we commonly recommend as well. And we do a multivitamin one for kids, because sometimes my kids won't eat any greens, won't any, so
yep. I know that feeling.
There's a spray, so it's for us, it's like, great to give to parents. They can, it's not as good as obviously the fresh natural stuff, but if you're struggling, at least get one of those and then one a day before they go, you know, leave to school. At least they've got something good in their body, and just again helps with their immunity and preventing a lot of these things. It's not a treatment for something, because a lot of people almost use supplements like, oh, they wait till they're sick. Oh, I'll take that supplement because I'm, you know, that's reactive care. I always say the best way to do it is like this, these are proven to help in this area. I'm going to take them and to make sure I don't get to that sick state. It's like chiropractic care. You don't have to be in agony, can't move, sciatica, headaches, migraines to get benefit from care. Just by investing in time and getting your spine checked and getting it healthy, it's a bit like going to the dentist for a checkup or the hygienist. You're trying to prevent them getting to that state. And that care, I think, is always more valuable. The care that stops something going wrong is always more valuable than trying to correct it once it has gone wrong.
Absolutely. If you want to look into chiropractic care for yourself with Dr. Jason O'Connor and the team here on Station Parade in Harrogate, you can find out more by going along to o'connorchiro.co.uk.